verse number 30. It says, "In that night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old." Chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom." And I haven't got my mic on. Let me go get it. I need to make all the noise I can here. Keep y'all awake here. Somebody's supposed to be seeing after me. When you get my age, your mind don't work like it used to. Daniel chapter 6. "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, and that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents, princes, assembled themselves together to the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together." I don't think Daniel was in this little gathering here. I think they were telling a lie when they said all of the presidents here. "So they've consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish a decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree." Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. I want you to help me tonight. I got this thought out of this, and I really don't have a title. And so maybe you can help me with it. I title it Daniel's Night in the Den, or Praying President, or Backfired. Anything ever backfired on you? These old boys find out here in a little bit something backfired on them. Or maybe it's just how to handle prosperity. All these things kind of come together in this, and there's a lot of different directions that you could go in studying this chapter right here. But I want you to notice, first of all, right here, this preferred promotion. Daniel, the Bible says here, he was preferred above all the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Now I want you to notice back in chapter number 4 and verse number 17, the Bible says, "The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Nothing takes God by surprise. Amen? Obama didn't surprise the Lord. No. And Donald Trump hadn't surprised the Lord. God sets up kingdoms and kings, and he rules in all the affairs of mankind. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of things that, a lot of troubles that man brings upon himself. Amen? But in this Daniel right here, you'll notice that it says there was an excellent spirit in Daniel. And it paid off. Amen? You know, having the right kind of spirit pays off for you and I too. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance, and all these things you find over in the book of Galatians. If we had this, kind of attitude in our lives on a daily basis, we'd be a whole lot better off. And the folks around us would too. Amen? But Daniel had an excellent spirit, and it was noticeable. People notice things about you and I. Amen? They knew that Daniel served a different God to the Medes and the Persians. And they noticed that Daniel had an excellent spirit about him. They took notice of this. The king took notice of this, and he gave Daniel a great promotion. Now, Daniel had done become an old man at this time in this book of Daniel right here. He had an excellent spirit, but Daniel also had standards. Amen. It's good to have standards. Amen. We ought to have standards down in our house. We ought to have standards at the church house. Amen. Say some things that we ought not take for granted about the house of God. This is the Lord's house. This is a house of worship. We ought to enter into it with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise, and we ought to have reverence toward God when we come to this place. We ought to dress right, we ought to talk right, and we ought to act right. Amen. Listen, Daniel had standards, he had principles. Daniel had a purpose in his life, and Daniel didn't always have an easy time. You see, Daniel was taken captive by the Chaldeans when he was just a lad of a boy. He was brought into the kingdom there of the Chaldeans. They tried everything they could do to change Daniel and all these boys that they had picked up to make eunuchs out of them. But Daniel refused to defile himself with the king's meat and the things of that king. Daniel just wanted to live a life of his standards. Amen. And I think he had principles, he had purpose, and you know, I bet you Daniel had parenting.
Yes, sir.
Daniel, when he was taken captive, he didn't, his mom and daddy didn't go with him. Amen. But they had instilled something in Daniel that went with him all the days of his life. You know, we got our children just for a short time in our home. And it makes a big difference how we live about them and what we instill into our children. Amen? Because it'll go with them. If we can get a foundation of faith in them, if we can show them that our God is real and our God can be trusted and relied upon, it'll go with them all the days of their life. And they can teach it to their children someday. Oh, listen to me. We got a great responsibility. I believe that Daniel's parents met their responsibility in raising him. Because he had standards. And he wouldn't bend. Now, his strength, no doubt his strength is just like you and I. His strength was in his faith. Amen. We can resist the devil. We can live right and do right simply by a strong faith in our life. Amen. Faith goes a long way, don't it? Amen. And Daniel had faith. And Daniel was faithful in his position, he was faithful in his responsibilities, and he was favored by God and by man. We ought to try to be a Daniel, oughtn't we? What a day to be a Daniel. We need some Daniels. Amen. Got one in here, hadn't we? Brother Daniel. Good to see you tonight, brother. Didn't know I was going to preach about you tonight, did you? Amen. You see, Daniel knew how to handle prosperity. He didn't get lifted up in pride. The king put him, you know, the king saw what Daniel had and he put Daniel above the other presidents. Daniel was in first place here. But he didn't get lifted up in pride. You know, as you can study the book of Daniel throughout the entire Bible, you won't find anything negative written about Daniel. Amen. Nothing negative about him. He knew how to handle prosperity. It was a preferred promotion. He was favored by God and by man. He had an excellent spirit within him. We ought to strive to have the right kind of spirit about us. Amen. We ought not to be bitter. Amen. People are watching us. We go around just soured up on everything all the time. People are going to wonder about our God. Amen? Some people just negative, you know it? Negative, negative, negative. We got something to be positive about tonight. Our Redeemer lives and our Redeemer's coming for us one day. And He'll never leave us nor forsake us, no matter how dark the day and how much trouble we have in life, friend. We've got a God that'll stick with us. Amen. We got something to be happy about. Daniel had a preferred promotion. But I want you to notice this too, the politicians and their plot. Let me tell you something. A lot of people jealous. Amen. You know, jealousy is one of man's biggest problems. It is. Jealous. You know, the devil loves to get people crossways. And one of his instruments is jealousy. Somebody gets jealous of you, they go to backbiting, talking, telling lies, just doing anything they can to mess you up. And so let me tell you something. Those people like that. And they're going to do it. They got jealous of Daniel. You know what? They judged Daniel. You know, people like to judge one another, don't they? Mm-hmm. They judged him, but they couldn't find anything wrong. So they'd come up with this plot right here that they could come up with a law concerning Daniel's God. So they got the king to sign a decree saying that no man can call upon any god or man for 30 days save thee, O king. Or he'll be cast into the den of lions. Boy, they knew something about Daniel. They knew Daniel was a praying man. Amen? Wonder if people realize that about us. Wonder if there's anything in our life as a Christian that people notice about us. That they could just really dogmatically count on us for doing. Amen? Now these old guys right here, the politicians, I call them the politicians because they were presidents too. Wish we had a praying president. Amen? Daniel was guilty of being faithful in prayer. I wonder if we're guilty of that. Are we? We ought to be. There's such a great need today for prayer. And let me tell you something, friend. You look back at the early church and they were faithful in prayer. But I think in the day that we live today, one of the things that we're guilty of is not praying. Amen. Folks get so busy and caught up in the things of the world that they just forget about the necessity of prayer. We need to pray. You ain't got nothing to pray about? My Lord, you better count your blessings. You'll notice just a little bit later right here, when Daniel prayed, he gave thanks. He gave thanks. And we ought to be a thankful people today. We're the most blessed people on the face of this earth. We've got the promises of God, and we've got God's Word. He's blessed us with a church. He's blessed us with houses and cars and food on our table and a roof over our head. We ought to be thankful. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. We ought to be a praying people. They was jealous of Daniel. They judged Daniel. But they found out that Daniel was just. They couldn't pin nothing on him. I wonder if anybody could pin something on me or you. Huh? If they were looking for something that they could say you are guilty, I wonder if they could find something in our life. Matthew 7:1, Jesus said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Now, they was judging Daniel. You know what we like to do? We like to throw rocks, don't we? Huh? Better watch it, it'll backfire on you. These old politicians right here, they come up with this scheme, they come up with this plot, and only God knew that it was fixing to backfire on them. Let me tell you something. You better take care of your own house. You want to judge somebody, judge yourself. There's plenty right there to keep you busy. you go to throwing rocks, they're going to be something ricocheted back on you. Backfired. Verse 6 and 7. My, they didn't know what they was getting theirself into. And let me tell you something. It not only affects you, it affects others around you. Amen? If we sit down in our house, sit down with our family at the dinner table, start judging somebody, talking about somebody, backbiting somebody, you know what your kids are going to do? They're going to take notice. They're going to think that's all right. And we ought to be right the opposite. If somebody's taking in a fault, we're supposed to restore them. We're supposed to love them. We're supposed to help them. Amen? Ain't you glad God is a God of second chances? I'm telling you, if the Lord throwed rocks, He'd beat us all to death. Because we're all guilty. So we better be careful. Judge not that you be not judged. Because it's going to come back to you. And so, we see the preferred promotion, the politician's plot. But we see here the president's prayer. I said a while ago, I wish we had a praying president. Wouldn't it be something if we had a president that'd get on national TV and say, fellow Americans, I want you to join with me in prayer and let's petition the God of heaven to bless our country, to change our ways, to heal our land. That's the only hope America has today. Amen? That's the Word of God. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, He said, then I'll hear from heaven, heal their land, forgive their sins. That's a simple recipe. Oh, I wish we had somebody in office that would pray. And I think our vice president's probably a praying man. I don't know about Donald Trump. Maybe he is. I don't know. But I notice in his prayer right here that it was a tradition to him. Amen. It was a lifestyle. It was a pattern that Daniel had about prayer. It says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Daniel didn't change just because them fellows said, well, you're going to be cast into the lion's den. He did it. He continued in prayer. He knew something. You see, it was a tradition, it was a pattern, it was a lifestyle. Daniel prayed. We ought not to let anything interfere with our prayer life. Amen? It ought to be very important in our life. Prayer. You know, we pray for people, we pray for family, we pray for lost loved ones. And it's important. You know, when my mother passed away, she prayed a lot. And, you know, when she passed away, I thought, well, there's one prayer that won't be sent up for me on a daily basis. And, it really bothered me knowing that. And we ought to be that sincere in our life. People ought to know we're praying for. We ought to be praying one for another. These are perilous times that we live in. We need each other praying one for another. Our pastor needs us praying for him on a daily basis. And let me tell you, there's a spiritual warfare going on in this world. The devil's raging in these last days. And we need the Lord to help us. And I thank God that we've got a throne of grace that we can approach Him boldly. We can obtain mercy there and find grace to help us in a time of need. And we are needy people. We need the Lord. You'll find in this president's prayer, his position. He was on his knees. On his knees. Daniel was an old man. He made his way to his knees in prayer 3 times a day. And, you know, I know sometimes you can pray riding down the road. You can pray standing up, but there's something about getting on your face before God. There's something about just humbling yourself and falling before a holy God. And to feel His presence and His power and His Spirit, the Holy Ghost comes in and gives you utterance. Have you ever just fell on your face before God and went to praying, and when you got up you didn't even know what you said? Well, that's praying. And boy, when the Holy Ghost gets in you, He'll pray. And it'll make a difference in whatever you're praying for. It can make a difference in my life. It can make a difference in your life. His petition. He was on his knees, and the Bible says the first thing he done was give thanks. Thanks. Well, to always start out our prayers with thanksgiving. Because we have got something to be thankful for. On our worst day in life, we have something to be thankful for. If we've been saved, born again, blood bought, we ought to be a thankful people. His petition. Daniel, I don't know what Daniel prayed. Maybe he prayed for the king. Maybe he prayed for these guys that come up with this plot against him. I really don't know. The Bible doesn't say what he prayed. But I do know this. Whatever Daniel prayed, he knew that God could handle it. Amen? Look with me in Isaiah chapter number 26 right here. I want to read you just a few little verses here in Isaiah. Give you something to think on right here. Isaiah 26 and verse 3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." You see, when Daniel went up there to pray, knowing that there was a law that was signed against him praying, he had to put his trust in God. That the Lord was going to take care of him. In chapter 41 right here, in verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'll strengthen thee, yea, I'll help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish." We got God on our side. He's for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We've got the all-powerful God on our side. In chapter 43, familiar scripture right here. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. I have loved thee. Therefore," listen to this, "therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life." God loves us. And He sees after His children. And you'll notice this too. The decree was that no one should make any petition or prayer unto any god or man except for thee, O King Darius. But Daniel prayed. And he wasn't praying to the king with a little k. He was praying to the king with a big k. The King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords, whom he trusted. And he laid his life on the line. He kept a praying, just like God would have had him to do. Now, fourthly, I want you to notice this. A preferred promotion, a politician's plot, a president's prayer. But notice this, the purring in the pit. You see, these old politicians, they was watching Daniel to see if he was going to pray. And when they prayed, they went running to the King Darius and said, "Well, he done it. He's a praying. And he's doing exactly what you signed a petition that would get him cast into the lion's den." You know, it grieved King Darius. It grieved him. The Bible says all day long he sought to deliver Daniel. But he had it in writing, and that law could not be changed. Then along at the end of the day, he said these words. He said these words right here. The king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. Set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. These men assembled on the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Don't say nothing about Daniel resisting. Don't say nothing about Daniel begging for mercy. But they took him along about dark here. They cast him in to the lion's den. You see, Daniel knew that God was able. He put his trust in the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that brought him through the fiery furnace. I believe Daniel had that much faith to believe that God was able. I mean, just a bunch of old lions anyway. He was able to deliver. Our God is able. Amen. The lions of the pit. You know them old lions, they tell me that whenever they's going to feed somebody to the lions, they'd starve them a few days. Let them get real, real hungry. And them lions, when they heard some commotion outside, they'd go to roaring with expectation to pounce upon whoever they threw in there to them. But I believe it was something different when they came to the pit that day. I believe the lions was quiet. It was dark. They threw Daniel in there, rolled a stone over the door. And y'all ever seen an old... any of y'all got an old house cat? You ever heard an old cat go to purring? When they get their belly full and they get laid down somewhere, they go to purring and burr, 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 like they're sawing something. I believe when Daniel hit the bottom of the pit, I believe them lions were just laying around just purring like an old house cat. And I believe Daniel probably just cuddled up with them, spent the night there. No harm was done to Daniel. The lions of the pit. Proverbs 14:26. I want you to catch this. Proverbs 14:26 says, In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. You hear me? In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. Fear the Lord. Trust the Lord. He is a refuge to His children. I'm glad He is. Amen. Yes. Now back to our text right here. The lions of the pit. Notice the Lord of the pit. Verse 22. The king came the next morning to the pit and he cried out, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Boy, he was hoping to hear something. Then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. What an answer. Boy, I bet you that old king felt relieved when he heard that, didn't he? The Lord of the pit. Can I tell you something? Peter tells us in chapter 5 of 1 Peter that the devil, as a roaring lion, is going about seeking whom he may devour. But we can stop him. Amen. Our God can stop him. The devil would love to destroy every one of you. The devil would love to destroy your homes. He'd love to destroy your children. And he's a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. But God is our refuge. God is our strength. He's an ever-present help in a time of trouble. He can defeat the devil. He can protect us from Satan's devices. We need the Lord. We need a close relationship with our Lord. When we wind up in the devil's grasp, just like Daniel did here in the pit of lions right here, we need the Lord's presence and the Lord's power to protect us. We must trust Him. Whatever our circumstances are, we need the Lord. And He'll sure enough defeat the devil for us. Amen. We're no match for Him. But our Lord is. I'm talking about the purring of the pit, the lions of the pit, the Lord of the pit, and the liars in the pit. I said a while ago something about backfiring on somebody. You see, them old boys was bad disappointed when Daniel cried out and said, "I have no hurt." The angel of the Lord shut their mouths. But now, they got real problems. You see, King Darius ordered that they and their wives and their children be cast into the den of lions. And the lions had mastery over them. Wait, let me tell you something. The devil, like I just said, the devil would love to destroy your homes, your wives, your children, your husbands. You better have the Lord on your side. Amen? Because the devil is going about seeking whom he may devour. We need the Lord to stand with us. You see, the Lord shut the lions' mouths and He shut the liars' mouths. We better trust in Him. Amen? And can I say this right here about Daniel? He was God's man of the hour. Daniel was a great prophet. Great man of God. Faithful. The Bible says this in Psalms 105:15, "Touch not mine anointed, neither do my prophets any harm." Dangerous thing when you go to putting your hands and mouth on a preacher. Amen? And I'll be the first to say that preachers are just human. But you better keep your mouths and hands off of them. Amen. God don't like it. He turned things around for Daniel. Amen. If you read the rest of that chapter, you'll find that let me just read what Darius said right here. Verse 26, he said, "I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For He is the living God and steadfast forever in His kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and His dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Amen. We got a great God. And there's a real devil. We need the Lord in our lives. Amen.